I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
What you believe, you become. Your mind is the architect of your reality. Stop building from a place of fear. Start building from a place of faith.
I want you to get over this notion that I find so annoying, that so many people have, that success and power in life is dependent on something like genetics. Some people are born with a larger brain, or they have wealthy parents who are able to send them to the right school, or it's all a matter of luck. What really makes people successful and powerful. What makes people successful is their degree of motivation. I could repeat it 100 times, but it's true every time I say it. When you are motivated, when you feel yourself emotionally engaged in the subject, you learn faster. You learn what could take somebody 10 years to learn, you can learn in 2 years. When you feel emotionally engaged with something, you're able to push past all the obstacles.
You're gonna make it out of this. I know you're gonna make it out of this. You know you're gonna make it out of this. Don't let any thoughts in your head try to convince you. Don't let evil try to convince you that you cannot get through this, because you 100% can.
As you know, you can do anything. You have that capability so long as you put in the hard work. But perhaps you just haven't immersed yourself within that vision quite enough. You haven't felt it, you haven't smelt it, you haven't touched it, you haven't tasted it. And so it's just like this distant fairy tale that people say that you can have if you work hard, but like, really? Can I really have that? The answer is yes, of course. But it's hard to know that when it exists in this matter.
So what we have to do, Epictetus said, was undergo a hard winter's training. He was referring to the old practice that the Romans and the Greeks, they couldn't fight in the winter, it was too cold. So in the winter they would train. In the winter they would prepare for the season of fighting ahead. And he thought that this was a metaphor for life. Sometimes life is calm, sometimes life is easy, sometimes life prevents you from doing what you want to do. And it's in those moments that you have to be training for the future difficulty and future obstacles ahead.
Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done. When you're as tired as you can be, okay? Ask myself one question. Can I take another step?
The man who never fell has no glory. The man who fell and got back up, that's where his glory is. The man who fell 20 times and got up 21 times, that man has even greater glory. That man has more courage, way more courage than the guy who was so strong from birth that he never fell. There's no glory in that.
That's your moment. It's not that all is lost. When you're feeling the most trapped and down and nothing can go right, I feel like those are the moments that define you, that are like, what am I going to do now? And it's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they always wanted to get. People quit and they give up. And I will not be the person who quit before I got what I wanted.
Reggie Jackson struck out 2,600 times in his career, the most in the history of baseball, but you don't hear about the strikeouts. People remember the home runs. Fall forward. Thomas Edison conducted 1,000 failed experiments. Did you know that? I didn't know that. Because the 1,001st was the light bulb. Fall forward.
Growth is a beautiful process. Yes, it might bring pain. Yes, you might feel overwhelmed. Yes, you might have some fear, right? Some insecurity, some anxiety, right? But that is all a part of growth, and it's not something to be frowned upon. And when you take a step back and you understand that all these things that I'm dealing with are actually a part of growth, then you can start embracing them as that.
Create something big and lasting. It's going to take time. It's going to entail some pain, some sacrifice. And what you need to do is you need to change your whole assessment of what is pleasurable. What is pleasurable is actually accomplishing something that you set out to actually reach your goals, to actually take the time to make something that's meaningful to you.
See, look, one thing I want you to promise me is that no matter how long it takes, keep going. No matter how much it hurts, keep going. So you was placed on this earth for a reason. You weren't meant to be average. You were meant to excel. You understand, this grind is meant to make you who you're supposed to be.
If you want to give up, you can give up. This is your choice. You can do whatever you want. Your time's gonna come, but you cannot give up.
The beauty is the journey. That's the most important lesson I learned. I remember, you strive so hard for a destination that you forget all the lessons you're learning. Well, you're so attached to everybody else. You're so attached to what they say, what they think. And you forget that, like, that's so fleeting and so meaningless compared to the process of getting there and the process of mastery of anything. And so we learn a lot about ourselves and a lot about life was that the beauty is not in the final destination. That's actually the saddest part of the journey is the end. The beauty is every step along the way.
Life is much the same. Painful experiences and challenges come to us all. But it is through these opportunities that we build character and we grow.
Remember, only the disciplined ones are free in life. Only the disciplined ones are free in life. If you are in discipline, you are a slave to your moods. You are a slave to your passions.
You're passionate about something, people are supportive of you, they believe in you, they want to see you win because you're still the same version of yourself. But the moment you get obsessed about something, they are threatened by you because there's a new version of you. They see the fire in your eyes, they see the chip on your shoulder, they see that this is a man who's locked on to his goals, and that man is very threatening to them. Because when you're obsessed, when you're determined, you're a very different version of yourself. That's the thing you have to understand about winners.
Don't do things just because you think you're going to get something for it. That's not why we do things. Do what's interesting to you. Follow what's interesting. Don't worry about the outcome. We don't know. We can't predict the outcome. We can never predict the outcome. Follow your own inner guide. It directs us. It might not make sense. It might not make sense to us. Might not make sense to anyone else. Certainly won't make sense to anyone else. But it might not even make sense to us. And that's okay. It's fine. Listen to yourself. Why is it telling you this? Why is it telling you this?
The purpose of going for a hike, ironically, is not to get to the top. It's to be on the trail. And if you constantly stare at the top, you're going to be out of breath. You're going to tell yourself you have so much longer when we are going to get there. And you are going to miss the entire point of your freaking life, which is the ride, the trail, the bridge, the mile markers, all of it. And so part of my desire to be happier is to continually remind myself it is not about getting on that mountain, because when you get to the top of that mountain, the top of one mountain's just the bottom of another one. And if you're going up, eventually you got to come back down. Like, that is just life. If you focus on the freaking trail, whatever step you're on, and you keep reminding yourself, this is going to lead me somewhere, that is where the meaning comes in your life.
Doesn't matter where you are in life, because the great thing about life is it's always your next move that counts.
no matter where you are. You could change your life if you want to. So it's up to you.
The only thing holding you back is you. Stop waiting for the perfect moment. Stop waiting for motivation. Stop waiting for someone to give you permission. You can get anything you want in this life, but you have to be willing to do what you know you need to do, despite how you feel. We all have roadblocks, but there's always someone from a worse situation who made it happen regardless. Your external obstacles are not excuses for not trying. Stop waiting. Start doing.
If we give you misery and pain and discomfort and torture, that this will help you for the rest of your life. It's almost kind of like an investment, you know, because from then on, you say, okay, now things don't bother me. You're making a big mistake to always look for comfort, because comfort is the evil of everything. Comfort is not good. Looking for the easy way out is not good. You see, we got to go and confront kind of resistance. And it's like Nietzsche said, you know, that what does not kill you will make you stronger.
When you make the decision to eliminate all the things in your life that is not adding value to your vision, you will take off faster than you could have ever imagined. When you eliminate the friends who are not adding value to your vision, you will take off. When you eliminate the content, all the things you're watching that is not getting you closer to being the version of you that is going to achieve your dreams, you will take off a lot faster. When you get rid of all the actions, all the things that you're doing in your life that is getting you nowhere, and you start taking the actions that is actually going to get you to where you want to be, you will get there much faster. You'll take off faster than you could have ever imagined.
Like the person you want to become. That's not fake it till you make it, by the way. This is intentional. Intentionally act like the person you want to become. Because when you intentionally act like the person you want to become, your brain sees you taking those actions, so your brain starts to change the way it relates to you.
If you can get a mental image of the person you would most like to become, begin now to act as that person would act in everything you do. Gradually, imperceptibly, you will actually become that person. It goes back to what the great German poet and philosopher Goethe once said. Before you can do something, you must first be something.
Say, okay, what is the next right step I can make in this moment, right? I can't climb a mountain in a day, but I can take one step today. And then tomorrow I could take another step. And you just keep taking those steps each and every day. Eventually you're going to create momentum, and that momentum is just going to lead to more creativity, more inspiration, more clarity.
Learn to let go of what leaves, because sometimes what we think is a goodbye forever is actually just a see you soon. If it's meant for you and it leaves, just know that it's going to come back when the timing is right. Sometimes things fall apart temporarily so that they can fall into place permanently.
Be the best thing you can possibly be, and don't worry about what anyone thinks, because you cannot please everybody.
Life is beautiful in all its colors, even the darker ones. They're here for a reason. And let's just celebrate the good moments while they're happening and be grateful for everything.
Your laziness is something that has to do with you. You're not connected to something deep enough. You don't feel the necessity. You don't feel the devil at your heels. You don't feel the fact that you could very well die tomorrow that will impel you to get something done. There's no necessity behind it. And the human animal that we were created is, when we feel pressure, we feel the necessity to get things done. We can move mountains. But when that pressure releases and we don't feel the need to get something done, we can become incredibly lazy because there's no necessity. So you have to create necessity in your life. You have to create the need to get things done. You have to give yourself deadlines. You have to remind yourself that tomorrow you could die, you could have an illness. Give yourselves a sense of urgency that I need to get things done quickly.
It feels scary to jump, Ian. That is exactly when you jump. Otherwise, you end up staying in the same place your whole life. And that I can't do.
You don't become legendary by accident. You don't become the greatest you by accident. You don't become that person you were created to be by accident. You become that person by being intentional. I say, you know what? This is what I'm gonna get out of this year. Right now, you should be saying, this is what I'm gonna get out of this moment. This is your life. You have to figure it out. You have to figure out what's best for you. But I will tell you this, a made up mind. Most people have made up their mind that, you know what, it's done. Most people say, oh, my plans didn't go the way they're supposed to go, so I'm just gonna take it. But not you. You're gonna make up your mind that you're gonna be that 1%.
At some time or another, have agonized over making a decision. Some decisions are major decisions. And also there are a lot of small decisions that we don't make, that they tax our minds, they drain our energy. They create a lot of anxiety and nervousness and mental torment because we don't take care of it. We decide not to decide, which is a decision. Deciding to decide, to act, is a major, major challenge for all of us. And there are things that happen to us along the way, experiences that we have that prevent us from working through the mental block of acting, of doing those things that we know we ought to do.
If you don't have what you want, stop telling yourself the story because you don't have the money or the time. That's bullshit. It's because you haven't committed yourself where you would burn your boats. If you want to take the fucking island, burn your fucking boats, and you will take the island because people, when they're ready to either die or succeed, tend to succeed.
Fight through the pain and come out the other side stronger and tougher and better and free from that storm, free from the darkness.
If you just do what you want right now all the time, one of the problems with that is you're going to get yourself in trouble. People are self-conscious and can see the future. We have to bind our actions in the present in relationship to our future selves. You have to act now so you don't hurt you tomorrow and you next week and you next month and you in a year and 5 years and 10 years. And that's actually a community of potential selves that extends across time. You sacrifice the whims of the moment, so that's delayed gratification and maybe a definition of maturity. You sacrifice that because it's a better medium to long-term contract or covenant with yourself.
Wherever you are right now, you're exactly where you need to be. And I'm going to say that because one of the major reasons why you do not have what you want in your life is that you invalidate wherever you are. You are so quick to trash yourself. You're so quick to go, this isn't happening fast enough. I'm not doing enough. I'm behind. I'm overwhelmed. That trash talk is what keeps you from moving forward. So you got to start telling yourself every day, you're exactly where you need to be.
Is what is there that you know you need to do, that you want to do this, but for some reason or another, you've been holding back. For some reason or another, you just have not been able to gather your nerves or be able to work through the procrastinating or putting it off or justifying or blaming. Some reason or another, you just haven't done it. And you know you want to do this. You really want to do this, but you don't know why you haven't done it. Because in order to begin to reinvent your life, you've got to make a conscious, deliberate, determined effort.
If you wake up in the morning and you start having negative thoughts, man, this ain't my day. I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. I just don't feel myself. In the middle of the day, if you feel yourself doing that, just stop for a second and start going over in your mind everything you have to be grateful for, everything you already have, because what you have is substantial. You just haven't gone over the list and taken inventory in a long time. But the fact that you can walk, that's a blessing. The fact that you woke up, that's another blessing. The fact that you can see, think, reason, that's another blessing. The ability to dream is a blessing.
The fact that you have an opportunity to get it right is another blessing. The fact that you have any measure of health, that's another blessing. Because people who make things happen, people who are legendary like yourself, people who take it to the next level, people, as I like to say, are rare breeds that are rare. They don't depend on motivation to move, because they know they will never move if they depend on motivation. They will never create if they're dependent on motivation. They will never change if they're dependent on motivation. What they do, they move to create their motivation. Most people move until they're motivated. We're rare breed people, they create their movement to create the motivation.
So I'm here to tell you that it will take longer. It will be more difficult. It will require more effort on your part. But you know what I can tell you about that? When you do the hard things, you will have a happy and easy life. But if you constantly choose to take the path of easy and negotiate and compromise, you will have a hard life. A hard life that ends with regret.
You see, everyone has to go through something, but it's the something you go through that also must go through you. When it does, you'll come out of this thing pure gold. And the only way you can get pure gold is to go through the fire. Stop asking God why and embrace it and say, what's next?
Because in the absence of purpose, fulfillment, significance, we kind of feel like every day is Groundhog Day. Every day is a day where I'm not really moving forward. I don't have a sense of purpose. There's this like low undertone of anxiety and depression and overwhelm. And you just feel like you don't really matter. And that is not the best way to live as a human, man. I'm telling you that right now. Like, we are put on this planet. You are put on this planet to do something big, to do something great, to impact lives, to be an agent of change. How does a man win at life over and over again when another man continues to struggle and just has these failures to launch? Well, it's simple. It's the athlete mindset versus the spectator mindset.
Begin. This is where it begins. In the darkness. Before the sun and the birds and the world, every day. When the alarm sounds, it's time. Rise. Despite fatigue and soreness, curse the warmth of the bed. Curse the comfort of the pillow. Fight the temptation of weakness. Get up and go. Do it quickly, without thought. Do not reason with weakness. You cannot. We must only take action, get up, and go.
And then the one showed up. The one. One person shades the family tree forever. In my family, I'm the one. And it wasn't because I wanted it or I hoped for it. I fought for it. I want to win. I want to fight for my family. I want my mom and dad proud of me. I want my kids proud of me. I want me proud of me. I want to look in the mirror and be happy with the man I look back at, that he gave it everything, that he went for it.
Extraordinary accomplishments come from doing ordinary things for extraordinary periods of time. Working out and doing reps is not extraordinary. It's the fact that you do it for 20 straight years. Nothing about that is extraordinary. It's the dedication to doing it over and over and over and over again, despite feeling like there's better opportunities, despite people approaching you with new and exciting things, but saying that you're committed to the original vision you had, and that, not the action itself, but your commitment to the action is what makes someone extraordinary, not the thing itself. And to me, that made being extraordinary possible.
At some point, you're going to have the courage. At some point, you're going to have the confidence. And it's total bullshit. And so there are so many people in the world, and you know, you may be watching this right now, and you have these incredible ideas, and what you think is missing is motivation. And that's not true. Because the way that our minds are wired, and the fact about human beings, is that we are not designed to do things that are uncomfortable or scary or difficult. our brains are designed to protect us from those things because our brains are trying to keep us alive. And in order to change, in order to build a business, in order to be the best parent, the best spouse, to do all those things that you know you want to do with your life, with your work, with your dreams, you're going to have to do things that are difficult, uncertain, or scary.
Decision-making is the force that shapes destiny. How many of you can think of the decisions that you made years ago, one or two decisions, 5, 10, 15 years ago? That decision, you may not have realized at the time, but that decision was one of the most important decisions of your life. If you made a different decision there, you're going a different direction, your life would be completely different today.
I don't care how good you are in anything, you are in discipline, you ain't nobody.
The reason most people fail is because they give up what they want most for what they want now.
If you're going through a really hard time, the dark days eventually pass and clear away, and the sun comes back. And so whatever you're going through, know that this is temporary and that soon the sun is going to come out again.
There's a time to be born and there's a time to die. So I want you to know you're going to die and there's nothing you could do about it. But what I would hope that you would do is I hope you would live.
I got to say, no matter how hard it may be, no matter how impossible it may seem, no matter how much this year sucks, I'm still going to get the greatest me out of this. I'm still going to step up to the plate. And some of you right now are thinking tomorrow. Not many people said tomorrow that took their talents to the grave.
And I say that the reason that we don't even explore the possibility of what to do is because subconsciously we don't believe that it can happen for us and we don't believe that we deserve it. So here's what I'm suggesting. How much time do you spend working on you? How much time do you spend every day working on your dream?
Do you remember who you were before the world told you who you should be? Right? Like courage, do you remember who you were before the world told you who you should be? And so anytime you gotta be courageous, let's look at it from the standpoint of dreams, goals, and aspirations. You got your dream, your goal, and your aspiration, and then you got reality. And oftentimes reality doesn't reflect the goal, the dream, and the aspiration. And so when you think courage, like being courageous and following your heart because it somehow knows what you want to do, it's almost like when you feel something that you should do, and for some strange reason, like your mind or your spirit tells you, nah, I don't want to do it, because it takes you outside of your comfort zone, but you know you should do it, you can feel it, and then you go against it.
Happiness as an aim is shallow and weak. It cannot withstand suffering. Obviously, because when you're suffering, you're not happy. And if the purpose of life is to be happy, then when you're suffering, your life has no meaning. And first of all, don't aim at being happy, because that's just not going to work, especially when the storms come, and forget about that. And there's going to be times in your life where you're suffering so much you can't believe it. And so you're going to need something a hell of a lot more robust than happiness to get you through that. And then you might say, well, what's more robust than happiness? Or maybe even what's more robust than pain? How about adventure? How about we go out and sail the uncharted seas?
The first way to get focus is to find purpose. The way to find purpose is you must identify what it is that you have to be purposeful in. Right? When you are struggling with what to do, who you are, what's your next move, you are in an identity crisis. You are struggling with just who you are. See, you have not discovered who you are.
The player goes, happen. We can delay it,
yep.
Right? When we don't want to be courageous, when we don't want to encounter that level of faith that we know we need along our journey for our goals, dreams, and aspirations. You can delay it, but courage, that's a different ball game.
Mm-hmm.
That's pressing forward in the face of opposition, adversity, uncertainty. Different ball game, but the question remains, do you remember who you were before the world told you who you should be? That's the essence of courage to me.
turn the page. And just because you had some bad chapters doesn't mean your story can't end well. Turn the page.
What is your wake-up call? What is enslaving you? What is controlling your thoughts? Is it the television set? Feeding your mind images of what life should be? Is it the internet drawing you in and controlling your time? Or is it weakness? A lack of discipline that prevents you from accomplishing what you want to accomplish?
And what I began to realize is that the mind is the matrix in and of itself. Because I can tell you right now, today, in this moment, I promise you, the matrix has you. This is water. To a fish, water is so ubiquitous, it ceases to exist. Now, we all have that same thing, and it's playing on us, and it's keeping us from becoming who we want to become. And that thing is our mindset. It's our belief system. It is so ever-present. It is so ingrained into the fabric of who you are and the way that you process data, you don't even notice it. You don't even know that it's real. And this is the thing that impacts your life. It is your inability to see that your mindset controls everything, that it is water in and of itself. Now, when I heard this from Shakespeare, I realized that once you become aware of the water, you can change everything. That you can go from a scared, lost kid to whomever you want to be.
There's a lesson in this story. So many things are trying to come to you. So many doors are trying to open, but we're so attached to who we've been that we can't quite become all of who we're supposed to be. There becomes a time when you no longer fit in your old story. There's a new part two trying to be born for you. And it requires you to own every part of the past, but own every part of the possibility. And on the other side of that, the diamonds that will drop out of your mouth, the diamonds that will come birthing from your soul, the seeds that will be planted, and the harvest that will grow, you will be barely recognizable. But better than that are the people around you. Because when you change, you as just one person. But when you become a force to be reckoned with, then your voice permeates.
You are who you've been looking for. So stop looking for more unless you're looking in a mirror, because it's about time for you to see clearly that you are who you've been looking for. And that empty feeling you got, that hole in your chest, you only got that feeling because you think you're not blessed with everything you need. And yes, love is the answer. Love is the key. But if you can't love yourself, how can you ever love me? And loving yourself, what does that even mean? Like massages and selfies and that sort of thing? Because the more I think about it, the more it feels weird. I've always been taught that self-love was something to be feared. I've been taught that arrogance is bad and vanity, it's not good. What should I do? How should I act? I'm supposed to love myself, but how do I even do that?
How many of you, within the course of your lifetime, have the capacity to be peaceful? The capacity to be peaceful. if you have the capacity to be peaceful, that you are already moving in the right direction. Because we as human beings naturally and innately have the capacity to be peaceful. Because when we are at peace with ourselves, we are experiencing our enlightened consciousness. Yes? So this is how transformation works. We have to let go of all the golden carrots that have been dangled in front of us, of success, of accumulation, of being more, because more isn't necessarily more. Do you understand that?
Pain plus reflection equals progress. If you take away reflection out of that equation, all you're left with is pain, right? If pain plus reflection equals progress and you take away reflection, all you're left with is pain. There's no progress. And for a lot of us, when we're experiencing pain, when we're experiencing stress, when we're experiencing pressure, when we're experiencing challenges, we forget to reflect. And when you forget to reflect, you lose the opportunity for the real progress. We forget to reflect because we get distracted. We try to avoid pain, or we try to numb pain. But when we reflect on pain, we have the opportunity to have progress in our lives.
Treat yourself like someone you love. Treat yourself like someone you love. Now, I had been standing, but I needed to be sitting because I couldn't believe that I had been letting myself keep forgetting that I was who I'd been looking for. And deep in my core, I knew it was time to stop looking for more until I could look through all my fear and look into a mirror and see clearly that the man looking back at me is the only one who can make me happy, and I am already enough.
What's my next step? And so I'd go immediately into action. And you know, I find that when we ask the universe these questions, a lot of clarity emerges. You have to ask the question first, but if you ask life, what's my next step to get to that future, which looks impossible from this perspective, you will start to intuitively know what that next step is.
So the true source of influence is your service to something higher. Without that, you're living a life of manipulation, trying to get something to be successful. However, when you begin to surrender your life to something higher, an attribute of the presence, even your definition of success changes.
This too shall pass.
Whatever you're feeling, whether you're feeling great or whether you're feeling terribly, it's going to pass.
So helping people understand that that will pass, that there will be something beautiful again waiting for them.
We have to redefine success to be peace. Because if you are not at peace, you are not successful. Do you get that? If pain is driving your need to produce, if you are not successful, you're running away from something.
So it's not about who you are. It's about who you want to become and the price you're willing to pay to get there. Become that person. Change the world. Change yourselves.
The best gift you can give yourself is to find something that motivates you. Find something that motivates you. Turn that motivation into drive. Once you're driven, you can push yourself very far. But the biggest gift you can give somebody is that they see your drive. They see your passion to become better. And that you can pass along that gift that you have given yourself onto someone else to be better. That's the best gift you can give somebody.
You can take your surroundings beyond order and move towards beauty, and that's unbelievably useful because while beauty calls people to their higher being, I would say, and to make friends with beauty is to introduce yourself very carefully to one of the mysteries of life that make it worth living.
I tell you, in order to have something different, you are going to have to do something different. In order to have something more, you have to do something you haven't done yet. And when you look up, and you don't have to have a magnificent change over 12 months, have a small change over 30 days, and then a small change over 30 days, your breakthrough will come in needlepoint moves. And you'll look up in 5 years and not recognize your life.
I see you've got to want it. You've got to want it bad enough to fight through that period where you don't know if you're going to pull it off. You're afraid that you're going to end up being a total loser. And the people that go on to do just extraordinary things with their lives, they're people that want this success so badly that they're willing to face the fact that they might prove themselves to be a loser, which of course is an illusion and isn't actually how it plays out. But they needed this huge desire to help them overcome the fear that they might be as big of a loser as they think they are, and that everyone else is going to finally see what a loser they are. So you have to build the desire.
The greatest achievers who've ever walked among us know that they all came from the same intelligence and recognize and help people to find that within themselves. The number one quality and characteristic of these people who live at the apex, who are way beyond just taking care of their biological needs, who are way beyond their social needs, who are way beyond needing to be loved and so on. These are people who came here with a purpose. These are people who have a dharma. These are people who won't let anyone else determine what it is they're going to be. The number one quality of these people is that they are independent of the good opinion of other people. They listen to an inner voice.
Not weakness, vulnerability. That's a whole different thing. To admit to the fact that you're vulnerable, that's a form of courage. That's not a form of weakness. But that leads you to take whatever steps are necessary to deal with that properly. It isn't some facade that you're invulnerable. No one is invulnerable by any stretch of the imagination. And to stand up and face that is the best route that you have.
The people that win in life don't necessarily have more vision than you. See, it's not a lack of vision always that means that you are going to lose. It's a lack of a type of vision, which is depth perception. You think you're further away from the outcome, and so you pace yourself like it, and you jog all the time throughout your life. That means, consequently, they get started earlier, and they finish later.
Because the second characteristic of self-actualizing people is that they are detached from outcome. They don't do what they do because of what result is going to come to them. What motivates self-actualizing people is, this is my calling. Everything is a teaching. The question isn't whether the teachers are there. The question is, how willing are you to pay attention? How willing are you to listen to that inner voice that no one else can hear? Do what I do because of the passion I feel. I am not here for anything external to myself. I am here because I have a passion within me.
Build the desire, and then recognize the truth about trying and failing and how information-rich failure really is, that this is a game that's meant to be played on a long timeline. The thing that I've always said to myself that's given me tremendous courage to move forward: I might not be very good at something yet. I might be about to embarrass myself as I embark upon whatever this thing is. but I'm willing to learn. I'm willing to fail. I'm willing to embarrass myself. And because of that, and because nothing teaches you faster than failure, on a long enough timeline, I can beat anyone at anything, because everyone else will give up. Now, maybe that's not true, but because that's what I repeat in my head, it makes me act as if it were true.
For you to decide, here's some dysfunction in my career, my personal life, in my surroundings, in my friends. I know better, but I'm so used to doing wrong and being dysfunctional. I know better, but I don't want to do better. I refuse to be aware of something I could be and should be doing better, and purposely decide to not do it.
Living in the past, you're going to be depressed because you are rehashing things that happened to you that are not going to happen again. If you're living in the future, you're going to be anxious because you are anticipating what's coming or you're wishing for things that aren't happening yet. Being in the present moment is where you will have the greatest control and where happiness flourishes.
We surround ourselves around people that make us feel great, that tell us what we want to hear. The second we put ourselves amongst the uncommon people, we don't like that feeling. I don't know, I lost my edge. What's going on? Because once you hit the top of the mountain, guess what happened? I'm good. So you wonder why you're falling down now. Because once you reach the top of the mountain, you got to build up another one. That's mediocrity. There's a lot of people in mediocrity who have a nice resume, but they're one-timers, man.
You don't become what you want. You become where your habits take you.
There's no ending. And that's the person I listen to. That's the person who's gained knowledge. You gain knowledge through suffering. And on the other end of suffering is a world that very few have ever seen. It's a beautiful world, because that's where you find yourself.
So it's the same thing with failure. It's how you use it. It's that drive inside of you, okay? It's what we talk about, the dark side. The dark side is filled with failure, but it's the fuel that burns you like something that's never burned inside you before.
And this is the problem. It's the same obstacle. The difference is when you have a clear destination, the obstacles become easy to overcome. When you don't have a clear destination, you keep coming to a grinding halt. People want to feel that the effort that they're exerting actually are moving somewhere. And so successful measurement, successful recognition is not just for the steps you take. It's not just for the effort. It's that the effort you exerted moved us closer to where we're trying to get to. And that get to should be some crazy ideal.
The magnitude of the reward you experience as you're moving towards a goal is proportionate to the importance of the goal. So that means the more important the goal you pick, the more possibility there is for that is life-affirming.
Fear fuels you. Fear lets you know, go get more information. Fear lets you know, step a little later and study. Fear lets you know, get up a little early. Fear lets you know, ask for help. Fear is informing you. It's not stopping you. It's just another emotion like love and compassion and gratitude. We just made it paralyze us.
And if we are conditioned, if we've conditioned ourselves to believe certain kinds of things, and one of the things that we kind of believe and hang on to and live with is this whole idea that all of the things that happened to me in my past are what are keeping me from doing what I'd like to do today.
be willing to go to the edge and not just lean over and feel the breeze and watch the people jump and watch them soar and look through the windows at all the people who are living great lives. Don't just go to the edge and feel it. Be willing to lean. Feel your heartbeat. Feel it. That lets you know you're alive. That lets you know you're okay.
That is a formula for misery. And what we do in our life is we compare ourselves to the best day and the best picture on social media that we see of somebody else. We compare ourselves to different times in our lives too. You know, even if you're in a relationship, comparing your relationship in its fifth year to its fifth week isn't fair to that relationship. There's different stages in our life. So comparison is a pathway. There's pathways to happiness and there's pathways that lead us to unhappiness. One of those for sure is comparison. And it's an ego thing oftentimes with us. We're always trying to one-up things in our life. It's a matter, I think, really, of being more present in the moment in your life and saying, I deserve to be happy right now.
One has a very specific universal formula. And that formula is work your ass off to get very good at something that you care deeply about that allows you to serve not only yourself, but other people. That's it.
Play to your own element, then try and perform someone else's expertly. Don't waste your time trying to live someone else's life. Be trapped by dogma. Focus in on your own strengths, your own element, what you have to offer. Don't get lost in trying to become like someone else or pretend to be someone else. And too many of us are fish trying to climb a tree. Too many of us are monkeys being taught how to swim. Too many of us are lions being taught to live like cats. We're not getting to live in our element. So my second piece of advice is live in that element that you've naturally been given. Don't try to adopt another. You know, we've all got a special genius inside of us.
The fact that nobody's watching is utterly irrelevant to me. It has everything to do with myself. Now, the reason that this is important, the reason that I think that people need to do this is because that's how you shape your behavior. So, like water, over time can create the Grand Canyon, or you can take a polishing rock and shape stones. You can shape your personality. You can certainly shape your identity and shape your behaviors if you learn how to reward and punish yourself. I know a lot of people don't want to hear that. That is the truth of the human condition.
One thing I realize is that at certain times of a man's life, he's either a fool, he's a victim, or he's a king. And when you're a fool, you're like, you think there are no consequences for your actions, but there are always consequences for every act you do, everything. And let me tell you, the table is always full of excuses, because they're valid. There's a lot of people against you. And you can say, oh my God, this table, this floor, it's like, man, you know, this is the reason why I'm like this. And this is, and man, you never run out. You have to accept whatever you are letting into your life, good or bad. You don't have to accept any of those excuses. You have to know that you are responsible for your life, good and bad. You did that. So if something's not right, it's your responsibility to change it.
My personal question to you is, why not you? You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan. You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you?
Being a visionary is a blessing and a curse. Because when you fall asleep, you dream of what could be. You dream of the outcomes that await on your horizon. But when you wake up to what is. You wake up to a life that's less than what you feel you deserve. That's less than the person that you know you could be. Someone whose voice hasn't been developed yet. And what are you supposed to do about this? What are you supposed to do about this curse? The answer? You take one step in the direction of that vision that you have every night when you fall asleep.
This belief in achievement centers on the fundamental idea that belief in oneself is the cornerstone of success. This powerful principle is rooted in the understanding that your mindset, your determination, and your self-confidence can often be more critical than the innate skill or talent you were born with.
We rise, but we rise step by step. It's not one quantum leap. It's step by step. One foot in front of the other, day by day, get better every single day. And then when you look back, then you look down and you realize the mountain that you just scaled. Can't jump from the bottom of Everest to get to the top of Everest like that. It doesn't happen.
If the why is powerful, the how is easy. But if the why isn't strong, if the vision isn't clear, the old prophet said, without a vision, we die. Without a vision, we perish. Without a dream, we're nothing.
You don't have to feel good about it. You just have to keep going. The feeling will pass, but you will remain. You are greater than your feelings. Going to bed late and waking up early to work for a few days won't kill you. You're not going to burn out. You're doing what it takes. I've never regretted trying harder at anything ever. Hard times last long, but an epic story feels like a lifetime. You were meant to be more. You were meant to take the process. You were meant to walk the path. Because along that path, you're going to discover the lessons that you need in order to find that voice. The lessons that you need in order to become a master craftsman. Because right now, you may have gifts. You may have tools at your disposal. But you don't know how to build. You don't know how to polish. And you don't know how to influence and impact. But the path that has been laid before you is meant to reveal that to you. Don't let society rush who you're supposed to be. This vision that you fall asleep to every single night, it's not on accident. The beautiful thing about life, and perhaps a curse as well, is that you will be giving glimpses of the future you're supposed to have. That's the curse of the visionary. But the opportunity is waking.
It's about fostering an unwavering belief in our own capacity for success. By instilling this mindset, we can unlock the full potential, push our boundaries, and accomplish feats that might have once been thought to be unattainable. In essence, believing to achieve teaches us that success often begins with our own belief in our capabilities and our willingness to commit, drive forward, and get to where we want to go. That success often begins with our self-assured belief that we are capable of greatness.
It's important for lost young people, male and female alike, to develop a vision and take on some responsibility and understand that they have a vital role to play in the world, that the lack of their best hurts everything. And I think that's true. And the sad thing is that there's very many people who have not heard an encouraging word in their life. And it takes so little to encourage them that it's rather tragic.
You have to discover who you are in order to move you forward. If no one ever gave you the directions, when you get up and you get up in the morning, you go get in the car or you walk out your door, you have a destination in mind. If you go outside with no destination, what do? You wander around. Once you don't have a destination, you are going to wander around. You cannot get in your car without a destination. Why do you drive? So you are in an identity crisis.
Because when you think about true courage, I look at it as a person being who they authentically were made to be.
in every avenue and every aspect of their life. When they walk out of the door in the morning, they are who they're supposed to be. It takes courage to be that.
I'm not saying that there aren't things in life that we just have to do. There are. But what I am saying is ask questions. And don't believe everything that you're told. And don't follow the path just because it's there. Don't get in line just because other people are.
Those times when you get up early and you work hard, those times when you stay up late and you work hard, those times where you don't feel like working, you're too tired, you don't want to push yourself, but you do it anyway. That is actually the dream. That's the dream. It's not the destination, it's the journey.
Here's what you should know about winning before you chase it. Winning's not loyal to you. It doesn't care about you. Winning doesn't care how sore you are. Winning doesn't care how much sleep you get. Winning doesn't care how hard you work at times. Winning requires all of you and then more, and it promises you nothing. It's a mastermind of creating fear and doubt in your mind. It causes setback after setback. So the question is about winning. Are you willing to sprint when the distance is unknown? And why chase this thing called winning? Because the only thing that's guaranteed in life if you don't chase it is losing.
You have only one life, so don't waste it being controlled by someone else. Sharpen your sword. And by that, I mean your body, your mind, your spirit, and then go out there into the world and slay those dragons.
But a lot of us, what we do is we live our life on repeat. We spend time by living our life on repeat. We spend time in the same mess. We spend time in the same situation. We spend time in the same stress, and we spend our life like that, right? We want change, we want to do better, we want all these things, but we're continuing to spend time on things that move us further away from it.
Evil does exist, and it's out there. It's a mob. It is a frenzy. It is pent up frustration and anger. It is jealousy, and it is envy, and it is resentment, and it is out there. And it is also in all of us. And it is up to all of us to fight it.
You can only have two things in life, reasons or results. Notice, reasons don't count. Folks will always point out reasons on why they're not living their dream, on why they're not manifesting their greatness. They will always be able to point those things out, but none of those things count. The only thing that counts are results. And results don't lie, ladies and gentlemen. They tell it all. Judge a tree by the fruit that it bears, not the ones that it might talk about, not the ones that it might wish for, or think about, or affirm about it, but the fruit that it actually bears.
Because the truth is, and most people don't want to hear this, but it's the truth, ain't nothing gonna change until you get sick and tired of being sick and tired. Ain't nothing gonna change until you say, you know what? I'm not repeating this another day in my life. I'm not going to be the same person I was yesterday.
Life is not perfect, and it isn't going to be easy, but it is all you've got. So make it a good run. And make sure you enjoy the jam. And you do that by getting out there every day
and getting after it.
I don't think that as a participant in life, you cannot be committed. You're either committed to mediocrity or you're committed to greatness. You're either committed to being productive or you're committed to being non-productive. You're committed to being happy or you're committed to being unhappy. See, whatever you're doing, however you spend your time, that tells you who you are.
How to turn nothing into something. First, to turn nothing into something, you start with ideas and imagination.
Things change, things happen, people get sick, people get hurt, we lose our jobs, we lose our loved ones. Anything and everything can change in one day, and when it does, don't get caught back on your heels. Instead, go forward. Go on the attack. And continue to fight.
I'm gonna take ownership over my freaking life, and I'm gonna stop living like that. Because the truth of the matter is, a lot of us, we living like we got time, man. You don't have time. Stop living like that. You don't have time. You can't stop time. The sun is gonna keep rising. It's gonna keep rising. The moon's gonna keep coming up. It's gonna keep rising over and over and over again.
Where the universe responds to you, when you have that kind of consciousness, see, the universe responds to the man or woman that refuses to be denied, because that is your commitment.
It isn't going to knock on your door. You have to kick that door in. You have to make things happen. You have to initiate action. And you do that by going out there every day and getting after it.
Apparently, the stress and the worries and the fear, it arises somewhere. And that somewhere is individually always inside oneself. And this is that paradox part sometimes about this world, that you know when you are sad, the sadness sits inside of you. When you worry about something, it's your worry. You worry. But nevertheless, we try to fix this issue. We try to look for the solution. Yeah, not inside of you. You try to find it out there.
If you are completely obsessed and totally focused, if you're taking massive action and getting better and better at executing, there's only one more thing you need to get whatever you want, and that's grace. Some call it luck. Some call it grace. You might call it God, but there's no question in my life that grace is there. It's those things that show up to guide you when you've done the first two steps and your intent is something larger than just yourself.
And so as you begin to look at where you want to go, beginning to embrace that, it's possible. I'm blessed and highly favored. I've got a lot going for me. I got some good stuff in me. And it's possible that I can bring my greatness out here in the universe. That I can do what I want to do. It's possible I can write my own book. I can have my own business. I can take the trip and travel around the world. It's possible. I can bounce back from adversity and reinvent my life. It's possible. Regardless of where I am, the things can get better for me. It's possible.
What you say to yourself matters. And we understand that from a common sense perspective. But somewhere along the line, we have all stopped saying, "You're going to make it. You got this." And we've started saying, "You're a piece of shit. You're not good enough. Why even bother?" And when you start your day by saying, I look terrible. I screwed up again yesterday. I hate my life. That's not going to motivate you to change it. And so your sense of feeling like the effort is worth it begins and ends with how encouraging, supportive, and kind you are to yourself.
We're hypnotized or conditioned into believing we need a reason for gratitude or joy. And until I get that, I'm this. If you have the thought of your future and you feel the lack that it's not there, then you're back to the victim, right? But if you can have the thought, and the thought actually produces, just like fear, the thought of something terrible happening in your life creates the feeling of fear, the thought of something wonderful in your life creating the feeling of gratitude. Then when you think about your future, you begin to emotionally condition your body into that future. Now here's the payoff. Thoughts are the electrical charge in the quantum field, and feelings are the magnetic charge in the quantum field. And how you think and how you feel broadcasts information and energy into the field. Question is, what are you broadcasting every single day?
People are so not present. They're not communicating clearly. They're making mistakes. They're not pursuing mastery. It's costing so much energy. It's like they will tell you, like, I'm not paid enough. I'm not getting a lot from the world. I'm not very successful. No one applauds me. I don't have a nice home. I don't have a nice whatever. But they're not looking in the mirror. And I call it APR, absolute personal responsibility. Stop lying to yourself. Take a good hard look at your mindset, heart set, health set, and soul set. You're creating it.
And that is what the law of thinking is. When you learn how it works, miracles happen. What you think and what you believe is what will come true for you. Your thoughts create your life. It's that simple. And when we can get that, we can make enormous changes.
You see, you are what you are and where you are because of what's gone into your mind. You can change what you are, you can change where you are by changing what goes into your mind. 98% of the people in our Western civilization have a picture of themselves which is so narrow and so shallow that it literally bears no resemblance to the real person who is there. So many people have been told so many times what they cannot do that they have no idea what they can do. They have no idea what they want in life because they have no idea what is available to them. The picture they have of themselves will not permit themselves to see some of the magnificent things that are available.
I've looked in the mirror every morning and asked myself, if today were the last day of my life, would I want to do what I am about to do today? And whenever the answer has been no for too many days in a row, I know I need to change something.
I don't know what your future is, but if you're willing to take the harder way, the more complicated one, the one with more failures at first than successes, the one that has ultimately proven to have more meaning, more victory, more glory, then you will not regret it. Whatever you choose for a career path, remember the struggles along the way are only meant to shape you for your purpose.